Mickey and Zach.
Just cracking Zach over up during the commercials, during the breaks. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. They first opened their doors in Greenville 2011 and now in 2016. And I just want to tell you, if you need work on any of your vehicles with OEM parts, with Hunter machinery, with the top performing machinery out there, with all kinds of monthly specials, with this idea that these guys have been doing this for over 25 years and been fixing these vehicles and doing a great job of it. Let me give you just a couple of things, what people are saying with them right now. I've been using HALT First Class since Mark opened the first location in Greenville. I can now say that the Anderson location and the excellent service of Greg and Mark, they never try to sell me on a service that I don't need and always give me a heads up so I know exactly what repairs are down the road. They have always been honest with me, do a great job on my truck. Every time I've had to purchase a new vehicle, I only choose between Honda and Toyota brands because I know they're honest and people I can take my vehicle to. Another great example of what Greg and Mark are doing over there with HALT. Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. Get them worked on there in Greenville or in Anderson at HALT. FirstClassHALT.com. FirstClassHALT.com. Hour number three. Third final hour of the day here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Health Care text line 986-1566 on Twitter at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Boo Boo Jenkins is up with us next. Good morning, Boo Boo.
Good morning, friend. How are y'all?
Man, we are blessed beyond belief. Hope you are too.
Tell me about it. A couple of thoughts, most of them positive. How about the weather about halfway through the third, beginning of fourth, when the game was in hand, the sun was behind the stadium? How about that feeling?
Mm, beautiful. The whole day, man. Marathon, I went out on Bowman Field. Saw the floats out there. The temperature had a little crisp in the air. The fall leaves going everywhere. And then after the game, and you get to see the sunset and all that. Oh, just beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, man. That was nice. Yeah, it's just a shame that we only get to have a couple of those games weather-wise a year at home.
No doubt. No doubt.
Secondly, how excited are those wide receivers?
It is. It's wide. You know what it is again? Because of the offense changing. Last year was the putty year. But this thing is wide receiver U again. And I'm sure I'm going to say 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 different receivers caught balls on Saturday. They completed 32 passes on Saturday. The NC State, Ryan Finley threw 34. Clemson completed 32. It's wide receiver U again.
Man, it's just, when it gets to that level of chemistry that they are on the cusp of now, it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing too. Thinking about those wide receiver cores is that they've got some. Every one of them brings something to the table. Higgins and Ross and Overton and Thompson with the height, and Renfro with the underneath stuff, and Kendrick and Amari Rodgers with their escapability. And I mean, every one of those guys brings a little something different to the table.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it was a complete sleight of hand when he rolled out 80 and hit him on the little pass too. Nobody was expecting that. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, yeah. But watch this. When they roll Trevor out in the future, you're going to see more and more of it. That he is excellent thrower on the run.
Now here's my one critic. Well, and I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about who they were throwing to.
Listen,
I mean, some of the things I saw out of him Saturday, I was like, holy crap, are we really that bad at tight end? But another question, and maybe it's me. And I hate to even say it because, you know, why does it appear to me that 57 hits the wrong hole about half the time?
Well, it depends on what his assignments are as well. We don't know what gap control everybody has in there. And let me say this. Let me look this up quickly here just to make sure I'm right by saying it. Go ahead and make your point, and I'll finish it.
It was just that, I don't know. It doesn't happen every play. It doesn't happen every game. But it happens if it happens enough for me to notice it, then I'm like, I don't know. He's flowing the right way. He's ball side, but he always overshoots the gap. And I think a lot of times if he's anticipating having to take on a lineman, and that kind of influences him out of the hole a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, I may be crazy.
Well, he is the leading tackler on the team this year. He has the most tackles anybody on the team.
But I just and it's probably just on some big plays that the other team's getting, and maybe he is getting blocked, or maybe he is doing what he's supposed to do. But I don't know. There's just a few times just kind of, you know, popped up. But now, hey, if it's just a, you know, a head to head, straight up the gut collision, he's always there.
Yeah.
But it's just when he's having to flow wide, it seems to me that he's from time to time, I kind of see him where he's not supposed to be. But hey, you know, nobody's going to play a perfect game.
Yep.
But anywho, sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Boo Boo. Appreciate the phone call as usual. I think Trey Lamar had a good year through all of that. Clemson, a 14-point favorite going to Florida State. Noon ABC coming up this weekend. Josh Kendall, the starting defensive end, out the first half against Clemson. We'll see what that means to him. Georgia, a 7-point favorite this weekend down at the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. So the Bulldogs and Tigers head to the Sunshine State this weekend. And that should be a good one. 654 Roar. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Well, Mick, if I would have told you what would be more likely, Mr. Orr 24 marrying a Victoria's Secret model or Clemson ever being a 14-point favorite in Tallahassee, what would you would have picked?
Well, he's so doggone good-looking over there. I think everybody expected that. So I'd say a 14-point favorite in Tallahassee. I think the second biggest underdog Florida State's ever been. They were 16.5 and 08 in Tallahassee against the Gators. So I think this is the second largest spread ever.
Oh, wow. See, I would have thought this was the largest spread ever, at least since, you know, Bobby Bowden. I mean, in the last 30 years. But, Mick, I freaking love the game plan on Saturday. I mean, I don't know. I haven't watched the replay yet, but it appeared we were a little more four wide, weren't we? You know, tight end off the field.
Yes.
Especially the first two or three possessions.
You're starting to see more of that. And a part of that was that I just think that NC State was bound and determined to stop ETN, and so that way you get Justin Ross in the field a little more, get Travion Thompson in the field a little bit more, and you get the ball out, got it in the flats a little bit more, and really pressured you know, what they did on the perimeter, and they didn't have an answer for it.
Yeah, I just think we're much more dynamic as an offense, spreading people out like that. And, I mean, I think that's playing to our strengths, you know, our wide receiver position and Trevor's ability to deliver the ball to them, you know, both downfield and just, you know, attack them vertically. But, Mick, did you, after the game and, you know, watching, like, the Ohio State game where they do cut-up highlights of everything, do you notice the narrative and how different it is? Like, you know, when they show highlights of our game, it's like, yep, NC State was overmatched, you know, not really sure how they were undefeated, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then when they show Bama, it's like, yeah, look how great Bama is. It's like, are we talking about the same Tennessee team that just won their first SEC game last week, you know, in forever?
Yeah.
Versus an Auburn team that was totally flat. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm not saying Bama sucks, but I do think they're vastly overrated. I mean, if you had a poll the general public and say, hey, if Clemson and Bama played tomorrow in Atlanta, neutral site, what would the spread be? I think most people, Mickey, would say it'd be like 11 or 14. You know, Sagarin would have it at 4, right? S&P would have it at 4. And so I just, you know, Bama hasn't seen the defense like us, and Bama's nowhere near the defense. I mean, they gave up 14 points to Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee's horrendous on offense. Now, obviously, you're going to have to stop Tua, but I think they haven't played anybody at all that can match up athletically, and we can. And so I just, they don't suck. They're obviously very good, but I'm not scared of Bama at all. I mean, this is by far the worst defense under Saban in at least 6 or 7 years. But anyways, Mick, last thing. How in the world is South Carolina receiving votes in the coaches' poll?
I saw that.
5 votes in the coaches' poll.
I saw that.
I mean, who is voting for them? Is it just all the SEC coaches? I mean, that is unbelievable that they're getting votes.
Well, now, what could happen in that case is you could see one guy vote on number 20. So that way you get 5 points for that.
I mean, that is just crazy to me. And then how many losses does Duke have? Do they have 2 losses or 1 loss?
Duke now has 2 losses. I want to make sure I'm saying that. I think Duke has 2 losses. doggone it. Here, let's see. Duke lost to this past weekend to Virginia. I'm going to tell you, man, Virginia's been a little factor in there. And the only other loss, they lost earlier in the year to Virginia Tech at home. So two home losses.
Last thing.
Yep.
You know, with Venables, the way he schemes up people, I've been thinking all along that I think, you know, it, to play Alabama, if you put Muse in that same role that Jalen Williams was in this week, to have a little bit more speed, you know, on the field, so he'd be playing a true linebacker, inside linebacker position against an Alabama or an Oklahoma, like a true spread team, and then put one of those freshman DBs for more speed, like a Kyler Murray at safety. I mean, I know, you know, that takes a lot of development and teaching those kids to play those positions, but getting that much speed on the field with our front four and mixing in and Xavier Thomas, rotate him in, they can tell you, Bama doesn't want any of us. And I'll hang up the lesson.
Like, sound like a Purdue fan saying, bring on Bama. You see that? They're chanting, bring on, we want Bama, whatever. Bama's great. It might be Mick Saban's best team.
How many touchdowns does Tua have?
25 touchdowns, no picks.
How many interceptions?
Zero.
Mm.
So, if you're going to beat Bama, you got to outscore them. Look, Clemson doesn't, if they play Alabama, it's not going to be till January, late December, early January. Let's get to this thing first. Listen, a lot of losing to left to be done.
You play them 10 times, they might win 9.
But not tonight. Tonight, you skate with them. Tonight's your night. Did you like the KJ Henry redshirt and stuff?
I liked it. I liked the fact that evidently he's on board with it and he's supportive of it. And he's looking forward to making the most of it. Get in there and get his body completely transformed and watch him be a stud next year.
Did you like what you saw from Jake Venables, Mike Jones, and Justin Mascall this weekend?
Yes.
All of those guys look really good. They look really good. And that's against first team, right? NC State still had their first team out there.
They're all going to redshirt.
Yes.
Yeah. And they have, let's see, this is Venable's first game he's played in, correct?
Yeah.
I don't believe he's played in another one.
No, that's first game for all three of the guys.
I thought Maskwell had some snaps in a different game.
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I don't think so. So
a lot of fun to watch, though. A lot of fun to be a part of.
Another quick question before we take a break. Who wins the Coastal? Virginia Tech's still undefeated.
Who cares?
Virginia...
I tried to tell you about Virginia in the power rankings last week.
You did.
I told you, man. They're way higher than they should be.
I did my power rankings last night.
How high are they?
Third.
Who's two?
NC State.
Why? You kept them up there?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know it sounds stupid to say. NC State. I almost gained respect for them this weekend. Philly didn't play good. He's not going to play like that every week. Again, I think NC State goes 11-1. And goes like New Year's Day 6 Bowl.
So they're going to...
finish in the top 10 in the country.
They're going to reschedule a game.
Yeah, East Carolina. They're going to play East Carolina and have a reschedule.
And they're going to go 11-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Coastal, Virginia Tech's undefeated in the Coastal. Virginia is 3-1. Miami's 2-1. Pittsburgh's 2-1. Pittsburgh, they're not going to win the division, are they? I think it's going to be Miami or Virginia Tech or maybe Virginia. Virginia's already beat Miami. Virginia holds their controls their own destiny. It's like Virginia Tech does. Anyway, I know that's crazy to think about at this point. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158. Get in touch with them. They would love to help you out. You know, with this thing about this garage floor, your garage floor can look amazing. It can look amazing at a great price. It can increase the value of your home. Instead of the concrete dust, when you sweep it up, you know that concrete dust, you sweep it up and that kind of dust kind of comes up. It's terrible for you. You don't want that. You know, when you have automotive stains, Earl stains, oil stains, or any kind of radiator leak or anything like that, you get stains. That doesn't happen. If this happens in your garage, you just wipe it up. Simple as that. It looks great. Take a lot of pride in the place. Add value to your home. No obligation phone call. Let them come out and show you what they do. Measure, and you're going to be surprised about how affordable it is. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim today. Daniel and Emmanuel Parham would love to come to your home and put this floor in. Call Tim early today. 404-8158. 404-8158. Our Carolina Flooring Specialists. Hey, break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. It's Reaction Monday. Phone calls, text, tweets about the Clemson-NC State game, any other games you saw over the weekend, NFL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR stuff. We saw Major League Baseball stuff coming up, the World Series. Anything you want to talk about more after this?
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Hi friends, Mickey Fowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It's fall, which means great football and terrific food at Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. Enjoy fresh local recipes while watching games on the TVs or relaxing with your pup on the dog-friendly patio. Now featuring special lunch items on weekdays and house-made seasonal recipes to pair with a frosty drink. Come to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, or call 654-5151 to order for carryout and tailgating. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Holiday season is approaching, and Black Smokehouse and Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages for your holiday party, family gathering, work event, or celebration. Take the stress out of planning and call Black Smokehouse. Let them host your party with seating for up to 60 people. Host in-house or get a catering package to go. Call 784-4599 to book your party. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Did you know you can spray Lion-X on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lion-X it.
Call us today at Line X of Anderson.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked.
It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state.
Hey, Priority One takes care of us here with our security. You know what's happening over here, Mr. Or 24, is I'm going to be gone Friday to Chick-fil-A. I don't have to worry about you. I know you're okay. I'm going to Tallahassee this weekend. I don't have to worry about Mayor. I know she's going to be okay. I'll have text messages with anytime anybody enters the home, anytime the alarm goes off, I'll get a phone call right off the bat. And then with the cameras everywhere, that won't happen. And then because we identify everybody, all the camera entrances. And then with the, you pull in my driveway, I know what kind of car you got right there, man. Cameras around the back too, everything too. With the alarm stuff, whenever Meredith sets it or whenever Meredith doesn't do that or leaves or sets it back, I get text messages there. So I know if like she's going somewhere, I know when she'll be home. And I can feel safe and secure with all that. It's a great deal. Especially when you're out of town like this. Priority One Security. If you travel for a living, you want your family to be safe, think about Priority One Security. Priority, the number one, security.com. Text message said, what about Purdue's chances to win the Big Ten West? Let me go over this, Mr. Or 24. Right now, Northwestern, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Purdue all have one loss in the conference. Purdue's one loss in conference was to Northwestern. Northwestern's won. Oh, let me pull up the rest of their schedules on here, too. I want to do a lot more of this tomorrow, but we'll do it today since they asked. And Purdue, let me tell you what they have remaining on the schedule. Bear with me here. It's, you know what? Now it's not Purdue, it's Purdid this weekend. They have at Michigan State. They can win that one. Iowa, at Minnesota, Wisconsin, and at Indiana. Did you see how bad Indiana beat up on Penn State this past weekend, but they still won the game. But Indiana, let me make sure I'm right with saying this. I know this is kind of getting off on a tangent here. But in the Indiana and Penn State games past weekend, my good friend Fred Cunningham informed me, Indiana had 554 yards of offense to Penn State's 417. But Penn State still won the game 33-28. 554. Indiana's getting close over there, buddy. I told you last year. Just a year behind on all this. So Purdue still has that still coming up. The rest of the West teams now. Iowa has one loss so far. Iowa's ranked 18th in the country. Iowa's one loss was to Wisconsin. And they still have at Penn State, at Purdue, Northwestern, at Illinois, and Nebraska. They can still win it. Wisconsin has one loss in the conference so far. They lost to Michigan. They still have at Northwestern, Rutgers, at Penn State, at Purdue, Minnesota. And the fourth team in the equation in the West is Wisconsin, obviously. Wisconsin. Oh, that was Wisconsin. Northwestern. Yeah, Northwestern. We haven't talked about them. Northwestern. Their one loss in the conference so far is to Michigan. And they still have Wisconsin, Notre Dame, at Iowa, at Minnesota, and Illinois. I don't know who's going to win that thing in the West. You?
No, it's completely up in the air at this point in time.
But it's all going to be decided on the field because they still all have to play each other.
Did you see Rutgers lose to Northwestern this weekend?
It was a very close game.
They had a lead for a large part of that game.
Oh, no.
And they just lost it. It just didn't happen. Those poor guys.
You feel bad for Rutgers coming out of that. In that game, at Rutgers, Northwestern won 18-15. Northwestern plays the closest games every year. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
All their games are close every single game. And this one, Rutgers, you only had 188 yards of offense.
Oh, terrible. But you were in that game for the whole thing.
Yeah, Northwestern only had 278.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right.
You know, just go into Piscataway, New Jersey, and walk out with
a
win.
What kind of campus am I talking about up there?
That's the New Brunswick campus, I think. So it's nice, actually.
Not bad.
No, yeah, it's nice.
You been to it?
Yeah.
Not bad. Clemson this past weekend played 54 players in the first quarter, 84 players overall, out first downed NC State 24-16, total yardage 471-297, out passed the great Ryan Finley 380-193. NC State actually outrushed Clemson 104-91, but three turnovers to one. Clemson completed 32 passes in the game. Clemson had a telling stat in this game: third down conversions. Remember going into it, NC State had one of the best third down defenses, one of the best third down offenses in the country, and Clemson's not done very well on third down on offense. In this game, third down, Clemson 8 of 15. NC State 2 of 13 and 0 for 4, 0 for 2 on fourth downs. So NC State was 2 for 15 on third and fourth downs. Clemson 8 of 15. Seminole Ted joins us now. Good morning, Seminole Ted. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. You know, it's that time of the week of the year now where Clemson, Florida State get talked smack back and forth. The bad side is we're probably going to get drilled on Saturday. So, you know,
well,
we're playing better every single week. But I just, you know, Clemson's got a great team, and I just don't see that our line is going to keep them from getting to Francois. It's going to be ugly, and he's probably going to take a beating this week.
See, that was my thing in thinking about it. I think that now you guys are playing better. You've won three of your last four, and that's good. Francois's playing better. Cam Akers finally had a good game. I've been waiting on a good game from him all year. He had a good game. I would say that, and the home field advantage, it's only a 14-point spread, and I think Florida State is very capable of beating Clemson. I think defensively you can pressure maybe a little bit, maybe try to match up on the corner. I don't know. But to me, the biggest things would be that the both lines of scrimmage, I think Clemson's better. And then I'm not sure your secondary, you're kind of small at some of the secondary positions. And I think Clemson's pretty physical at wide receiver. I think that might be a bad matchup for you.
I don't disagree with that. One last point, and I'll take comments off the air. The Tennessee game yesterday at Wembley Stadium, you know, a lot of people say that he should have kicked the PAT and went for the tie. I wish more coaches would go for the win. It makes for more compelling football. I think that on a neutral site, he took a chance, and really they didn't lose that game because of the missed PAT. They lost that game because of drop passes and turnovers earlier in the game. I'll take the comments off the air.
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call, Seminole Ted. I don't know in the NFL, Zach. Can you find a stat for me, please, sir, if I say please and thank you? I don't know the percentage of odds for making a two-point conversion. They put it at the two-yard line. So you got to make 2 yards. So can you find me the odds of NFL two-point conversions? Because, you know, nowadays, man, extra points aren't automatic. You're kicking from like 35 or 35-yard field goal. That's not necessarily automatic. We've seen a lot of missed extra points in here.
The latest odds, they don't have updated odds, but the latest odds from 2016 would be 48% making two-point conversions, so less than 50-50 chance.
Did you feel like, you know, you score late, you got the momentum of the game to go in overtime and still win?
Yep.
I mean, part of the thing maybe is that he did this, didn't he do this in overtime earlier, like he went for an overtime game earlier?
Yeah.
He's pretty aggressive. But part of it is maybe you're just tired of being over there. Maybe you're like, let's just get this thing done, and I don't want to spend a period of staying over here anymore.
I love the occasional London game. Having 9:30 a.m. NFL games, that's awesome. Wake up, you have a nice early game, get your day going, have a little breakfast watching. It's great. I don't want it every week. I don't want a team over there. But the occasional game has been fun. It's been a good time.
They get an open date this week. The Titans do. Do the Chargers get an open date this week? I'll make sure of this. They get an open date this week. So that's good. You need that recovery time. Of course, it was a short week going over there, though. But I don't know. Is it the International Football League or the National Football League?
National.
Okay. Just making sure. I don't know what we're doing down in Mexico and down.
So you're not going to watch the college football? So there's a rumor that Notre Dame's going to play in Dublin in 2020. You're not going to watch that game? Going to completely boycott it, or are you just going to crap on the NFL because you hate the NFL for some reason?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going to watch it because it's fun to watch and they're enjoyable.
Tim?
Tim?
Married Orange is up next. 654 Roar. Good morning, Married Orange. How are you doing?
Married Orange, how are you doing? Morning, Big Tuna. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Just a couple comments about about the game, I got to sit by another former coach, and it's fun sitting next to him. So we can't carry on a conversation. Every time special teams come on, we're counting people. You know, it's just one of those things. I mean, part four went on, five went off. You stand up there and you do all those weird things that coaches do, you know.
Yeah, good stuff.
Hey, Finley's a good quarterback. He had some big drops, too, in the game. You know, they had –
Harmon had
the – Hunter, the one that
– Yeah.
Yeah, Harmon.
Yeah. He had the
touchdown. And you knew that coming because we were coming up hard on some of those out routes. And you know, all right, so he's got time. They're going to go for a double move. The question is, will he have time to get him off? But a couple observations. Backs did a good job of blocking as a whole. Trevor didn't have a ton of pressure. And they brought a few people every now and then, and the backs did a good job of picking up. And ETN, I know we talked about the one time he missed, but he also picked up on some blocking as well. So hats off to them.
I agree with that. Now, ETN missed one block and gave up a sack, but besides that, NC State, I'm not surprised they sent as much pressure as they did, but because they were pretty aggressive and they ended up paying for it. But yeah, I thought the offensive line and the backs, the two sacks, one was on Lawrence, one was on ETN, but the offensive line and the way they chart these for themselves, the offensive line didn't give up a sack.
Now we match protected a good bit, like on T. Higgins' touchdown.
Right.
Were there only two people going on that route? You saw Renfro went across, his safety jumped him, and that's why Higgins was so open on the post. But I think we match protect a good bit. But that's, hey, when you got one that can throw it like that, that's good.
No doubt.
Another thing, we got our receivers on press coverage sometimes don't get off as easy, and I know they'll continue to work on that. Punting, it seems like we play the best punter in the country, so I think that also makes ours not look quite as appealing. So got to, you know, just to increase on that. But the thing that impressed me the most about the game, and he's probably because he's my favorite player, and when Kelly left and all that, things really could have gone south if you didn't have the right leadership in the locker room. You know who the first person that celebrated with T. Higgins was when he caught the touchdown?
Christian Wilkins.
Oh, yeah. He's down there jumping. I mean, he's the first person. Those guys, when they're not in, they are pulling. You know, a lot of people sit over on the bench, and, you know, and I know they have to have meetings. But after that, that defensive front, they're up pulling for everybody. They're some of the biggest cheerleaders we have. And they could easily take, I'm better than that, and I don't have to do that. That's what makes Clemson what they are right now.
Yeah, Christian Wilkins didn't change the culture around here, but he advanced the culture around here.
Oh, my gosh.
And he will be remembered for a long time for all those celebrations. There's nothing better than on the Renfro touchdowns where him and Christian do the rock, paper, scissors. And if you notice, other teams are doing that now. And Christian's never beat him in rock, paper, scissors.
Game day now of everybody else doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, so they started that. You know, but you're right. You know, the idea that anytime a second team guy's in there, a third team guy's in there late in the game, or walk on's on there. There was one time where they sent a walk on the kickoff team, and he busted it down there. And I think it might have been Penner maybe, but busted it down there. And next thing you know, Christian and those guys are out there celebrating with him every time. So
I love it, love it, love it.
No doubt about it. Great point. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, man.
All
appreciate
right,
the phone call.
Week.
Just a couple of coaches making a couple of comments in there. Let me make sure that's Penner on that deal because they put – I think I'm right by saying this, Mr. Orr 24. They put in – yeah, Seth Penner. 320-pound offensive lineman running down on kick coverage because BT's is going to kick out of the back of the end zone, right? And he busted it down there in his senior, you know, in his senior year or whatever. And so they're out there celebrating with him, which I thought was really cool. Hey, one more in this segment. Crazy Chuck checks in with us. Good morning, Crazy Chuck. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Good morning, Zach. I'm doing excellent.
Great. Glad to hear that.
Well, hey, quick question. Since I haven't been able to watch as much football as I'd like to, I've seen pretty good footage on Alabama, pretty good footage on Clemson. I think both of those teams are the two best. Who are the other two best, regardless of wins or losses? Who do you think at this point in the season, if we fast forward to the end, would make it into the playoff? And I'll take your comments off the air. Go Tigers.
Thanks, Crazy Chuck. Appreciate the phone call. Notre Dame right now, the top four are Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and LSU in both polls. Michigan's 5 in both polls. Zach, I'll let you chiming us for. I think right now Clemson and Alabama are the two best teams in the country. I think Notre Dame's the third best team in the country. LSU's going to lose to Alabama in 2 weeks. Michigan still has some tough games, including a game with Penn State coming up in 2 weeks. And then be careful with the Indiana game and then at Ohio State. I don't think Michigan's going to playoffs. And then they have to beat the Big Ten champion. I don't think Michigan's going to playoffs. The defense is good. I've got them ranked high, but I don't think they'd do it. Texas still has a long way to go here, Zach. What do you think? Michigan goes undefeated from here on out?
Do I think Michigan goes undefeated?
Yeah.
I think their chances went up with Ohio State's loss this weekend.
I agree.
I do think, to answer his question, that it's Bama and it's Clemson. I'll put Notre Dame in there, and then I think it's everybody else. I don't know that there's necessarily a close fourth team.
All right, we're going to go over much more of this on Wednesday, but at Oklahoma, this is Texas, at Oklahoma State, West Virginia, at Texas Tech, Iowa State, Kansas, and then having to beat Oklahoma again? For Texas, they're not. They're gonna lose again.
They can lose too,
right? Georgia has Florida this week at Kentucky, Auburn, UMass, Georgia Tech, and then they got to beat Alabama. Georgia's not going to run the table with all that, right?
Nope. They don't lose this weekend, do they?
I don't know. They won't lose this weekend. There's Florida. No way. Florida still has this weekend, and then Florida State, and then they have to beat Alabama. They can't do that. Ohio State can play their way back into it because they have Nebraska at Michigan State, who knows, at Maryland and Michigan at home, and then they got to beat the Big Ten champion. I think this is going to come down to this. I think this is going to come down to can Oklahoma – here's Oklahoma. You ready?
Yep.
Kansas State at Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Kansas at West Virginia, and then maybe Texas.
Anything can happen in a rivalry game, right? Oklahoma State, anything could happen. I don't expect it to, but anything could.
Again, it's in Norman. Oklahoma State's not very good.
West Virginia, you got to go to Morgantown.
West Virginia.
That's something. Mountain, and then Texas. Shine. You can lose Texas.
Yeah. I think again. You give Oklahoma a better chance or Ohio State a better chance?
Ohio State.
I give Oklahoma.
And,
oh, by the way, sign me up for some Ohio State in the playoffs.
Oh, sign me up for Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Could you see this? Here's one thing you could see. Alabama, Clemson. Notre Dame loses, and Ohio State and Oklahoma get in. Oklahoma wins the Big Ten, Oklahoma wins the Big 12, Ohio State wins the Big Ten. So then you get either Oklahoma or Ohio State. Who you want to play? If you had to play one of those two, who would you rather play in the first round?
Oklahoma or Ohio State? Yeah. Ohio State.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm not really interested in going touchdown for touchdown with Kyler Murray right now.
Either way, Clemson dominates those teams in the postseason.
Whoa.
I mean, in my lifetime, they're 3-0 against both of them, right?
Yeah.
I've been all six games, so seen all that. Take a break. Granger Nissan of Anderson. It is truck month. Hey, guys, I'm just telling you, truck month's winding down. I'm telling you two things. Number one, Tua. And number two, it's still winding down over there. Another thing I'm telling you, Abel. Granger Nissan of Anderson. It's truck month. And we're getting towards the end of truck month. And those Titans, let me see, I got 420 vehicles over there right now. I have, as far as the Titan is concerned, I have 28 Titans on both those lots.
If you go get a Titan, you're going to be officially a bow.
Hey, well, you know, and seven of the Titan XDs on the lots right now. You're saving thousands of dollars on Titans right now at Truck Month. I love it. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime warranty, 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. 324-0650, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, Granger Nissan of Anderson online, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Texas said, what about Central Florida? As I told you before, I think it's going to take a two-loss competition in there.
Yep.
I think one loss Ohio State, one loss Oklahoma, one loss Texas, one loss Michigan, one loss Georgia, one loss whatever.
Is there any one-loss team that they could possibly beat out straight up?
Yes.
Who? Who are the reasonable suspects?
Washington State.
Is Washington a reasonable suspect for the college football playoff?
They got one loss. You said one loss team they could beat out.
Of the reasonable suspects.
NC State.
They're not reasonable at all. They're number 22 in the country right now.
So who are the reasonables?
Probably in the top 10.
All right, still a lot of losing to be done, buddy.
They're probably in the top 10.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll continue that conversation. More of a reaction Monday. Your final chance to get in right after this.
Hey,
Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Most years, Florida State would be a tough opponent. Perhaps not this year, we'll see. Join me at George Coleman Ford, October 26th, as we preview the game and the rest of the season. Papa John's Pizza and Florida State Preview, Road Rage, October 26th, George Coleman Ford.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Local Q will make your next event one to remember. Let us bring the Q to you, offering full-service catering functions or drop-off self-service events. We'll bring our famous barbecue to you and help you kick off the fun with cornhole, giant Jenga, or some classic board games. When you want to make it a party, Local Q is what you do. Learn more now online at localq.com. Beer, barbecue, and board games. It all comes together with Local Q.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin has partnered with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at griffinpartnerssc.com. Go Tigers!
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menes in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Engineer sleep, Mr. Or 24. I need one of the pillows. How good are the pillows?
Oh, I sleep like a baby every night. Every night.
I wake up. I have neck issues.
Mm-hmm. You look terrible.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. I have neck issues. Mm-hmm. And I need the pillow. You can take care of me.
Yeah, I got an extra one. You want it?
I do. I want it. Can I wash it first, though?
It's in the bag still, in the closet.
Oh, really? Hadn't even opened it up?
Mm-hmm.
I need that. EngineeredSleep.com. Let them custom make, custom design, custom make a bed for you. You're going to absolutely love these great folks over here. I love my bed. Our bed is fantastic. It's EngineeredSleep.com off of Congaree Road. You go in, you test out beds, they'll make them for you. Ask Don Munson about it. Don's all geeked about his, right? I guess he got his in late last week. We'll see him tomorrow. You have Tiger Calls tonight, right?
Yes, we do.
We'll see
you tonight.
Yeah, we'll see him tomorrow and ask how his new bed worked out. Really cool. EngineeredSleep.com. Let's get Tater Chicken Hater here, 654 Roar. Good morning, Tater Chicken Hater. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Listen, since Dabo has made it clear now that he's okay with trolling the other team with signage, yeah. I have a suggestion.
All right.
During the Coot game, when we're up by 30 in the early third quarter, he can hold up a sign that says cycling out.
Yes, bicycles.
I think that'd be great.
Yes. I like it,
and,
man.
And then the other thing I want to tell you is what was the turning point in the game this week?
Well, when in February or in late December, whatever, when Clemson signed Trevor Lawrence.
No, I think the turning point in the game this week was the kickoff. When we returned the damn kickoff, the game was over.
Yeah, 40 yards on that
one. That early start of us scoring right off the bat took them right out of the game. So basically, they were never in it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then on the second play from scrimmage where NC State doesn't give up sacks and Tanner Muse sacked Finley for 9 and put him in third and 19, that was a big deal there too, no doubt. I agree.
And the third thing I wanted to talk about, the Ohio State game, other than a Clemson game, that's probably the most enjoyable game I've seen in a long time. And I watched the whole game, even to the late middle of the night. I was really tired, but I watched it. And every time something would happen, I said, well, this game can't get no better than this.
Yeah.
And then a few minutes later, it got better. When they broke off all those long runs and long passes on Ohio State, I think they started one drive on, what, the 2 or 3 yard line, something like that?
Yeah.
I might remember that right. And they drove the length of the Badburn Field on Ohio State. That just was so cool.
And a pick six by a guy from Columbus that wasn't recruited by Ohio State. And then the Tyler Trent stuff, man, that was just an unbelievable event.
That was the kid getting on the field, that just topped the whole thing off. They said everything got better the more the game got on.
Yeah.
And anytime Ohio State would do anything, the other team would respond and not only respond, but respond better. It's like whatever they did, they top it.
I agree.
And then the kid getting on the field, that was just a great game.
Yeah.
Anybody that didn't watch it need to watch it on replay because it was incredible.
Totally agree, man. Couldn't agree more. Tater Chicken Hair, appreciate the phone call, bud. Very, very good points. Let's get Tiger Lady in Liberty, South Carolina. Good morning, Tiger Lady. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Mickey?
I'm thinking about this for a second, though. Since you're Tiger Lady and you're from Liberty, could you be Lady Liberty?
Oh, I like that, too. Yeah. I don't know.
Tiger Lady Liberty.
Yes. I tell my husband that. That's good.
Good.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to congratulate. I haven't called in a long, long time, so I just want to congratulate you and your wife on your sweet baby that's coming in February. That's wonderful.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate it. We had a great checkup on Tuesday, 22 weeks and anatomy scan. And right now, everything looks great. Knock on wood, everything's great.
Wonderful. Well, I'll be praying for both of y'all and the baby as the time approaches. And,
thank you so much.
So just good luck to y'all. And I'm sure that you have covered this. And if you have, I apologize. I don't get to listen as much as I used to. But I just wanted to comment on our kicker. I think he's a true freshman, Potter.
Yes.
Just how refreshing that is that you don't have to worry about that because every time that fella kicks the ball, it's at the back of the end zone. And it's not even an issue. Well, knock on wood, up until this point, it has not been an issue. And I'm just thankful for that. You know, a lot of times those guys get overlooked. And with all of the great players that we have on offense and defense. So I just wanted to shout out some kudos to that guy.
That's a great point. Tiger Lady Liberty, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the kind words as well.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great day. He was 7 of 8 on touchbacks this week, and the other one was a fair catch that they didn't field, I don't think, because they didn't have any kickoff return yardage on Saturday. But 7 of 8, and he averaged 62 yards per kickoff through that, so 498 yards of kicks. He's a weapon. I wanted to see him kick it. Spence missed the field goal, and I want to see Potter kick in there too. But you got to get Spence, who kind of saved last season a little bit. You got to really feel that. Texas said, boy, y'all really hate OSU, don't you? Not really. You know, they're just another insignificant program out there.
I responded, just the fans and Urban Meyer and the program as a whole. So, yes.
Did you see where Urban did not report that beating either?
Herb.
That's not very funny.
Herb.
Ohio State, I'm sad to tell you, Zach, still in this thing. Don't deserve to be. Well, I tell you one good thing about Ohio State, though. When they get beat, they get the snot beat out of them.
That's true. That's true. They get the beating out and done with.
Let me make sure I am right by saying this.
They get a bye week this week, I believe, don't they?
Ohio State?
Yes.
This week, Ohio State will be licking their chops, licking their wounds with the loss. Last year, that was this game was 49-20, 29-point drubbing, despite being a 12.5-point favorite. Last year at Iowa, they're an 18-point favorite. They got beat 55-24. Last year against Oklahoma, they were a 7-point favorite. Got beat 31-16, so that's 15 points. Let me write this down, Zach. 29 points, 55 minus 24, that is 31 points.
Live on air math,
a 15-point loss to Ohio State. A 31-point loss to Clemson. So in their last 4 losses. You ready for this? 3, 6, 9. In their last 4 losses, they've lost by 106 points. Or 26 points per loss. When they get beat, they don't get any cheapies in there. How about that? Clemson doesn't get beat by 29-31, 15-31. Just Ohio State does through all that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands for Brad Hughes, a good hands for Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget someone in sports every single day. If you make one phone call, call Brad Hughes. Let him help you out. You're going to love this one, Zach. Today, I'm going to forgive myself. Saturday morning. You know, I told you This Is Us, right? We got to add a little box of tissues over there. I made it through the entire This Is Us last week without any kind of onion cutting ceremony.
Mm.
Saturday morning, the Tyler Trent stuff, I'm over there just, you know, not good.
You cried?
You did too.
I mean, yeah, I'm not making fun of you for crying. Crying's a natural thing every human does.
So my wife looks over and goes, dried up over there.
Meredith.
That's not the worst. That's not why I'm forgiving myself. Meredith. Everybody cried Saturday, right? I saw the video in the locker room after the game. Did you see it?
Yeah.
You know, a little welly.
It's sad.
Yeah. But I'm happy for him. Tweeted at him on Saturday night. So we're at church yesterday. Got me going again. This time my wife says, you need to go to the bathroom. It's like a crying baby. You know, you got to take a baby out like in a restaurant or something. Mm-hmm. I look over there and she said, this is embarrassing. You need to go, you're dried up over. You need to go to the bathroom.
Jeez, she's brutal. Just ruthless.
I know.
Absolutely ruthless.
She didn't put up with it. Skip the music, buddy. What do you have 2-minute drill?
You mentioned it quickly. Tiger calls 8 to 9 tonight right here on WCCP 105.5. We'll have everything with Dabo after the win against NC State this week. And then, of course, 8:15, if you're watching, Giants Falcons on ESPN.
My 2-minute drill, buddy.